Here's one thing you're not going to be hearing about anymore. It's going to go bye-bye. The Georgia school shooter. Given what came out over the weekend. You won't hear a thing about this anymore. Yet another pro-transgender shooter, we'll put it that way. Apparently he was frustrated, Colt Gray, the shooter in Georgia, he was frustrated, quote, with the acceptance or lack thereof of transgender people, unquote. I'm going to tell you why he would have been motivated to do a school shooting if that's what gets him fired up. His posts referenced the Sandy Hook shooting and expressed frustration with the acceptance of transgender people. In other words, that they were not accepted. Parts of the interview with the sheriff's department, they were sent out by the FBI about a year before the shooting. His father said he was bullied. Colt Gray was bullied by classmates who called him gay. It was very difficult for him to go to school and not get picked on, the dad, Colin Gray, told an investigator. Where have we seen this before? Folks, if that's what he was upset about, let's go back and remember the Audrey Hale shooting in Nashville and what happened there. The left virtually immaculated Audrey Hale. Icon, folk hero. Do you remember what happened after the shooting? It was six people total killed. It was three kids or four. I can't remember. I know it was two adults for sure. I'm gonna look that up. Sorry, I don't have that at my fingertips. White House never called the parents of the children. No phone calls. But they decided to go through with the celebration of the Transgender Day of Rage just days after the Audrey Hale shooting. The left, in support of the shooter, Audrey Hale, the transgender shooter, mobbed the Nashville legislature violently. They broke in. Blamed legislators for legislation, regulating children's transgender surgeries for the shooting, and did something disgusting. Held up seven fingers. In other words, seven victims of the Nashville mass shooting at a Christian school. While only six people were killed. Yes, six people in Audrey Hale. They counted her. That's why they held up the seven fingers. These hundreds of protesters. The left lauded her, celebrated her by celebrating her death alongside those she murdered. That's why they held up seven fingers. Now, if you are a person who's frustrated at the progress of the celebration of transgender people and their rights, you would have seen that. You would have seen the folk hero status given to Audrey Hale by the left. You would have read her manifesto, which the FBI tried to keep from the public. You would have read about why people needed to die because they were white, because they were privileged. Why her dad deserved to die because he wouldn't pay for her transgender surgery. By the way, she was almost 29 years old. The idea that daddy should pay for any surgery that you want that's elective is kind of silly. What, are you going to go get mad because dad won't pay for your boob job? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. She hated him. She thought he deserved to die. Right as this manifesto comes out, this kid does this. Right on the heels of it. Yeah, this story is about to disappear, bigly. But it gets even crazier. The outrage here, folks, is that the FBI let this happen, okay? We're finding out more about the FBI after they sent the sheriff's department to Colin Gray's house, the dad, which they triangulated. They knew where the school's shooting threats came from. Colin Gray tells the sheriff's deputy, we know this because it's recorded, oh yeah, he talks about school shootings all the time. What? Yeah, he does. He talks about school shootings. And you bought him a gun for Christmas? moron. I'm glad this guy was arrested. Parents need to see this. If you are that literally stupid, you're culpable. You're just, I mean, it's practically homicidal at this point. But then we get into the mom. We get it, because you know, last week we were asking, okay, I don't understand. The FBI has triangulated, you know, like where these posts are coming from. They don't bother to show up themselves. They're too busy going after right-wing podcasters for allegedly being, you know, Russian influencers. They show up for that. They show up for that. Did the school have any warning that this kid had attracted the attention of the FBI for the for potentially wanting to do a mass shooting? We still don't know that, but we know this, and it's shocking. He texted his mom, Marcy Gray, the morning of the shooting. One simple text: "I am sorry, Mom." And with that one text, she too knew he wanted to do a school shooting. Did nothing to stop it up until the day of the shooting. Somehow that one text told her he was going to do the shooting. What? How off the chain was this kid about wanting to do a school shooting? I don't know. She turns around, according to the UK Daily Mail, and calls the school just 30 minutes before the tragedy unfolds and says, you know, this is, my son is a danger. You got to go find him. You got to stop him. During the call, the Washington Post reports, a counselor told his mom that he had been talking about a school shooting that morning. Mom calls up, yeah, I think my kid's going to finally shoot up the school. He sent me an I'm sorry text. He's probably going to shoot up the school. And the counselor goes, oh, that's funny. He was talking about a school shooting just this morning and you didn't take action? No. So look, folks, the FBI and the school utterly failed here. This is not about gun rights. This is not about whether I should be able to own a gun to defend my family. Or we should just go ahead and take them all so there aren't any more school shootings, allegedly. This is a grotesque failure by the FBI and the school. To the level it's almost insane. So now we've found out, listen, think about this for a minute, okay? Sheriff's deputy comes out, FBI sends him. Dad says, yeah, he talks about school shootings all the time. Kid says, who, me though? No, I didn't post that. I didn't post that about shooting up the school. And dad's like, well, yeah, but he talks about school shootings all the time. Sheriff's deputy's like, ah, it's all good. It's fine. It's good. Yeah, hey, you have a good rest of the day. He goes to school talking about a shooting, about wanting to shoot up the school. And the counselor's like, yeah, he was just talking about that this morning. Did this school have any warning? Did the FBI bother to pick up the phone? Anybody from the sheriff's department bother to pick up the phone and call this specific school? The FBI said that the sheriff's contacted schools in the area, but they didn't say if they contacted this school. Did the FBI contact this school? Folks, this is all, you know, this is like something from the Babylon Bee. This is like a skit, almost. Like something that just could not possibly be real, but it is. Anyway, it's all about to disappear and go away now that we know that he did the shooting over his anger about transgender rights. So this just is going to disappear. And it's going to go down the history that he was a right-wing nut. Nothing else to see here. We'll move on.